And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. Usually we go over the next 15 minutes, we discuss strategies to help you improve or enhance your current and or future retirement income. The past couple of shows, they've been related to a client of mine who passed away. We had Hospice Halifax as our guest the past 2 weeks, where one of my clients, who sadly passed away in early May, his family very appreciative of the care and concern given to him. The funeral arrangements were made by Dignity Memorial, where friends and family, myself included, could post condolences. It's all part of life. Your friends, clients, contacts, it's nice to know that despite COVID isolation and busy lifestyles, how we are often connected here in Metro. In this case, from my clients, Hospice, and Dignity Memorial, all together here through Seaside FM. So it's my pleasure this morning to welcome from Dignity Memorial, Market Sales Manager, Blythe Blois.
Hi, Roger. Thank you for having me in today. I really appreciate it. It's nice to be here with you.
Nice to be here in a safe morning here. So first off, on behalf of my client, my surviving client, she thanks Dignity for all the support and helping her and her daughters through this time. So this morning, I guess instead of calling this the Financial Destination Show, maybe we should call this the Final Destination Show. So, but people put things off. I know I do at times. I know I was going to take a course one time how to avoid procrastination, but I never got around to it. But people put off investments. People put off going to the dentist. People put off funeral arrangements, some things you just can't put off. So, Blythe, what happens when an individual passes away and they don't take the time or didn't take the time to organize or prearrange a pre-funded funeral service?
Well, what happens is the family that's left behind or the executor that's left behind is tasked with making decisions that they may not know the appropriate answers to. And the long-term effect of that is that they're left questioning, did they do the right thing? They're also put in sometimes in a position where it's a financial burden that they have to pay for those services at time of need in full. So, you know, you're leaving someone at risk, one, emotionally, and secondly, financially.
Well, they'd be caught a bit off guard. I mean, they're under a lot of stress anyway.
That's right.
Dad or mom or someone has just passed away. Hard to get their thoughts together. Now you have to ask them to do things that they hadn't really planned on. It's forced upon them very quickly that morning, that afternoon. They have to make, I guess, agree on, and it's hard to get people to agree on everything at once. Families who are torn apart and twisted have to agree very quickly as to what to do. That must put you in a bit of a bind if it's not prearranged ahead of time.
Most definitely it does.
So why would, I guess most individuals, I guess the obvious answer, but why most individuals, why do they prearrange?
They prearrange because they want to make sure that they don't leave their family at risk financially. They also understand that if someone is left, if final arrangements are prearranged, typically people have about 3 days off of work or a week off of work. And this allows their family members to grieve properly and have some time to, you know, gather with their family and, you know, really have that support that should be available to them. The other reason is funerals increase by 6% per year. So kind of a rule of thumb.
The cost increases 6%?
By 6%
per year.
That's
quite a rate.
Yeah. Yeah. So an easy rule of thumb is every 10 to 12 years, you're looking at the cost doubling. So individuals who prearrange are typically quite organized, and they see the value in protecting their money. So not only is it an emotional thing that they do to make sure that they're protecting their family emotionally, but they're also making sure that they protect their assets.
Well, we all like to choose how we live.
That's
we
right.
Can't always choose how we die, but what happens to our affairs when we are gone? This is what I want. It's laid out this way. It does ease, I guess, the burden of the survivors who can't agree. Mm-hmm. They're under, again, let's say a lot of stress. Their focus is mainly to have their own grieving, not to worry about business decisions
that afternoon.
And you take care of that. I guess we'll take a quick minute break, and we'll be right back. I have some more questions for you. So today it's Blythe Blois talking about Dignity Memorial. Be back in a moment.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. So we're talking with Blythe Blois, the Market Sales Manager from Dignity Memorial. So a couple of questions we talked about just for pre-arranging and why people should pre-arrange. But a question I guess I might have, is there a certain age that people should start thinking about this arrangement? So what would you like to recommend or see from people as opposed to waiting to the last minute? Is there a certain age? And what would you recommend for people to start arranging their funeral arrangements?
Well, my recommendation would be before you retire, because then you have some disposable income that you're able to pay for your payment structure. And then you're not left in a position where you're financially strapped. So that's always my recommendation, that you start before you retire. It is never too early to start, because when you do a pre-arrangement, you lock in the price. So I have been fortunate enough to have clients that have pre-arranged at 27, and their pricing, by the time that they pass away, the services that they pre-arranged will be, you know, and I don't remember offhand what their pre-arrangement cost was, but you're looking, they're going to live another 80 years. That's, you know, that's a substantial savings for their family.
It would quadruple or more in that period of time. So,
yes. So earlier is better, and definitely before you retire, especially because what I do see is if someone doesn't pre-arrange and a spouse passes and they have passed the age of retirement, the spouse left behind is now left with half of the income or less. So you leave them in a position where if they don't pre-arrange, then the estate has to pay for that service at time of need.
Always seems to be at the wrong time. There's never a great time to go, but there's always a good time to prepare.
Yep.
And when
yep.
you're of, I guess, more sound mind and sound financial.
That's right.
To plan ahead as opposed to last minute on anything.
That's right. Yeah. Preparation's the key.
So the advantages of doing it younger is basically the cost cutting.
That's right.
At very young. So no 30-year-old, 40-year-old, that's fine. And you see some of that.
Yes.
As opposed to last minute, and we've got to make arrangements this afternoon because somebody died this morning.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Now, can you explain to me why the funeral, which can be pre-arrangements, the pre-arrangements are now organized with an insurance component?
Yeah.
Explain that.
Most definitely. So the pre-arrangements are now organized with an insurance component because it adds a different level of protection for our clients. So when someone pre-arranges, we do a goods and service contract. That goods and service contract locks in the price at today's price. Then we attach it to an insurance policy. That insurance policy adds the level of protection that if an individual is in good health, the very first payment that is pulled out covers them 100%. So Mr. and Mrs. Smith come in, they do their pre-arrangement, they're both in good health. Mr. Smith unfortunately passes away 3 months later, he's made three payments. That insurance and those three payments means that policy is completely covered because it's under an insurance policy. So Mrs. Smith doesn't have to come up with the remaining balance. It used to be that it was a payment structure similar to a car. If Mr. Smith had passed away, Mrs. Smith would be responsible for the remaining balance. But because it's on an insurance policy, that's no longer the case. So it's a level of protection that we offer our clients now.
So I'm just going to throw out a number. So let's say my funeral arrangement is $15,000 for a moment. Mm-hmm. So I buy this insurance, and I have how many years to pay off to pay off the arrangement?
Yep. So someone can pay it off in full. They can pay it off in a year, 3 years, 5 years, 15 years, or 20 years.
Okay. And that's fine. So I've set up a 10-year plan on $15,000, but 2 years later, I stopped breathing. So the insurance policy would cover the rest?
That's right.
That's why right. So no one's strapped again with
exactly
the whole point of insurance. When will I need it? I don't know.
That's right.
Long before you think you do.
you know, the unfortunate fact about living is that we all pass away. So
that's the downside.
That's right.
We can't seem to avoid that one. And it is true. And when I do investments, I want to think about, you know, living and making more money for clients. But eventually, inevitably, we all stop at one time. So you have to be prepared for it, like it or not. That's the deal we have. So when clients come see you, and assuming they can see you right now during COVID times?
We are seeing clients in a safe atmosphere. We are also doing virtual appointments, and we're also doing phone appointments. So, yeah, right now we're able to see clients. We are preferring that we have virtual appointments, but if someone isn't savvy or doesn't have a computer, then certainly we'll have them into the funeral home.
If I see you or contact you and I want to start making arrangements, what do you go over with clients at first? What should I know or bring, or what do you ask?
Mm-hmm. So clients who come in and see us, they sit down with a licensed family service counselor. And the licensed family service counselor will ask, you don't really need to bring anything other than your mind and a good mood, hopefully. The family service counselor will sit down with the individual and they'll ask them hard-hitting questions, like cremation or burial. You know, how many people would be at the service? What type of music do you want played? Kind of to get a feel of what your service should look like and what you want. We talk about, do you want flowers? Do you want to have a reception? Do you want to have a catered reception? So it's a consultation. If a family chooses at that time to do a pre-arrangement, then we do up the pre-arrangement, the paperwork at the time, and we do need to have some sort of payment structure, so either Visa or checking.
Now, this booklet you gave me, I read over. So this is some of the outlines that people would want, and pictures and your legacy, what you want to say or have done.
So that's the personal planning guide.
Yeah.
So we always make sure that we give a personal planning guide to all of our families, because that's the information that your family's going to want. So you can pick out your songs, you can pick out what type of gifts you might want to leave behind, you can talk about who you want as pallbearers, you can talk about who you want to read your eulogy. So it gets really kind of down into it. When you sit with one of our family service counselors, it's kind of high level. Like we help you plan the necessities, and then we give you the personal planning guide so you can plan the individualization.
Well, sort of like planning your wedding years ago, but if I could plan mine, I would want, if I could pick someone to pick my, think about this now, if I could pick my own atmosphere, I'd want Morgan Freeman to narrate my funeral. I don't know if we can arrange that with Morgan Freeman. I would him to narrate my funeral. I would want, for atmosphere, I'd want Clint Eastwood movies playing. I'd want Josie Wales, High Plains Drifter. I want movies playing in the background. Gran Torino, Dirty Harry. So people can come watch Clint Eastwood movies. I want music in the background. I'd want the Eagles. I'd want Don Henley and Glenn Frey. I'd want, certainly the theme could be Take It Easy. Everybody just Take It Easy. Hotel California. You can check out any time you want, but this time I will be leaving. And maybe even the movie I'd want would be probably another one, non-cliche, Die Hard. That'd be my theme. Die Hard. I want that movie playing, constantly loop it around all day long. People can come and go. They can have food. I'd want potato chips, some cheese, a little bit of Pepsi. They can have a little snack, come back. Even if they didn't know me, just drop in for a bite to eat, watch a Clint Eastwood movie, go home, read up about me later if they want to. That's what I would want, I think. We'll talk about that later. But that's what people can do. They can set up their atmosphere.
Oh, my goodness, yes, most definitely. We've had everything from bowling to racetrack.
The thing. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
That's, and people talk about you. If he were here today, this is what he'd want or she would want. That's how it should be. Well, thank you, Blith Boyce, for coming in today. So how can people reach out to you? How can they contact you?
Yep. So if anyone has any questions, please contact me at 902-457-3291. 902-457-3291, or go to dignitymemorial.com.
Thank you. Very important to plan ahead for your financial and your the wedding plans and your funeral plans, because as we all know, there's no refund on lost time. So invest well, enjoy the journey. Along the way, we are only here for a very short time. This is Roger Hamilton. You can call me at 902-499-5879. I trust you learned something today. We thank you for listening. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.